Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Harry and Sally with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. A content warning for listeners for the following story, as it contains mentions of sexual misconduct with a minor. In local news, a stay-at-home mother has faced court after sending a series of explicit texts, images, and videos to a teenage boy. The 20-year-old Logan Central woman sent a photo of herself in a G-string to a teenage boy under the age of 16. The woman also sent a video of herself using a sex toy and several messages with explicit sexual languages. Communications between the teenager and the offender took place over a 3-month period, and the victim reported the lewd behavior to his family. The woman pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 18 months probation and a no conviction recorded. As Judge Deborah Holliday said, quote, "Any offending of this nature is serious, but the offence, to my mind, does not require a conviction to be recorded," end quote.
The Queensland state government is reportedly looking at a new code of conduct for the real estate industry to target problems within the sector, including how renters are interacted with. Housing Minister Megan Scanlon appeared at a Queensland Media Club event on Wednesday, saying that there are currently efforts into fixing loopholes within current legislation, but did not elaborate further on details or progress of a potential code of conduct. In regards to the lack of a code within real estate, Scanlon said, quote, "We're the only state that doesn't have one, so I think we need to look at something that lays out what the conditions are," end quote. However, a real estate code of conduct does not currently feature in the list of issues published by the state government aimed at improving conditions for renters in Queensland under the forthcoming second stage of rental reforms.
In national news, a 16-year-old boy has been found dead after being reported missing by family members following a quad bike accident at Wynyard in Tasmania's northwest. Family members of the 16-year-old contacted Tasmania Police on Wednesday afternoon to report the boy missing after failing to locate the teen themselves. Police have confirmed the boy has been involved in a single quad bike crash and released a statement saying, quote, "A search located the male down an embankment in the early mornings of Thursday morning," end quote. People are being asked to avoid the area until the investigation has been finalised by police.
Qantas have officially terminated their attempted takeover of Fly In Fly Out Alliance Aviation following the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission's rejection of the deal. The ACCC had previously delayed their decision 4 times over the past year before officially rejecting Qantas's proposed acquisition in April to reportedly strengthen competition within airline routes in remote and regional Australia. Qantas and the Alliance spoke to the Australian Securities Exchange on Thursday, stating that any further attempts to have the acquisition approved would require court involvement and that withdrawing the proposal was in the best interest of shareholders.
In international news, global protests continue to erupt, with anti-Israel demonstrators mobbing the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. following the devastating Gaza hospital attack. Protesters from groups If Not Now, When? And Jewish Voices for Peace were arrested after staging an anti-Israel demonstration at the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Capitol Police said, quote, "Demonstrations are not allowed inside congressional buildings. We warned the protesters to stop demonstrating, and when they did not comply, we began arresting them," end quote. The protest began on the National Mall and eventually made its way to the Capitol building, where 10,000 people were outside, and 500 people made their way inside the Canyon Rotunda, calling for a ceasefire.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to find out more.
4ZZZ's The Evil Zed is back to shake up your...